Yeah. It's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is. Live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo. Let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Hey, no, I'm that go getter. Hey, call me that go, go getter. Fresh off the table, willing and able to hold this thing steady when things get unstable. Just call on AWOL, but don't call him asshole. He know what he's doing, he's worth all the hassle. Y'all send him packing, now y'all need him back. These new niggas rapping, most y'all niggas whack. Y'all verses be bullshit, y'all hooks be too flat. But all my shit's pushing, I thank God for that. I'm fly as an astro, these hoes call me asso. I'm deep in my back row, I'm reaching my plateau. There's no more to ask for, I got what I asked for. So just call me AWOL and try not with asshole. Just call me AWOL. I know I'm that go getter. They call me that go go getter. I know I'm that go getter. They call me that. Don't call me asshole. Just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. See, that's your problem, you're too involved with everyone else instead your own involvement. I'm speaking knowledge, cause y'all need some college. Y'all probably won't listen, so why even bother? For those that are writing, I need you some science. My album's a riot, so go out and buy it. My city's behind it, these niggas is blinded. Y'all see me, I'm shining. I see you, you trying, so don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole. I know I'm that go getter. They call me that go go getter. Don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole. I know I'm a go getter. They call me that go go getter.
Don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL.
Fly like an astro, right? I don't know.
I guess.
That's my boy AWOL, man. Big shout out to him. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Straight out of Camden 3.3, I believe. Yeah, man. This is our last. Nah, next week is our last show for March. But today we got a big interview with Radio Ron. She's a Camden artist. You already know. She's on the line with us right now. So we about to bring her in.
What's up?
Hello?
What's up?
What's up? What's going on?
Nothing much, chilling.
Yeah, you from?
I'm from Camden, man.
What part?
From all over, East especially.
Dang. Okay. Got East Camden in the building and shit, man. So, I mean, before we get started, tell everybody, I mean, what they should know about you as an artist and even as a person, however you want to do it.
My real name is Rhonda. I go by Radio Ron. I'm 23. I've been doing music for, like, the last 2 years. I've been grinding lately, man.
That's what it is. So, what inspired you to do music? I mean, 2 years ago, what just made you like, oh, I just want to rap, make music?
I always liked music, especially from a little kid, like hearing Nas and Lauryn Hill, like stuff like that. I never really understood what certain lyrics meant, but I just knew like certain songs gave me certain feelings that I love music, and I would always write, but it was like I need to be heard now. So after that, it was a rap. Once I first hit the studio, it was a rap. I've just been doing music ever since.
Okay, so what made not what made you go to the studio, but what like who influenced you to go to the studio? Like who just said it's a studio on such and such, you should come and I mean record a track.
Oh man, it was my boy AI. He's from Camden as well. I was just pretty much writing, and he was like, Rhonda, like I see your lyrics. Like I would always post my lyrics on Facebook or whatever. We would just go on there or whatever, write lyrics, and he was just like, yo, I need you to hop on a song with me, and he was like the first person I hopped in the studio with.
Okay, so do you remember the first, rap song you ever wrote? I mean, well, one that you could... Now, go ahead.
I wrote a verse to the Click song. We did that together.
Okay. That's what it is. I mean, is it out yet, or... I mean, is it, y'all still working?
Oh, no, yes. I think I was kind of... I mean, my lyrics was on point then, but, my delivery sucked, so I don't really like the song. Hearing it now, then I liked it, but now I don't like it.
I mean, it made you better, though. When you kept hearing it, you was like, I could work on this. You probably got some constructive criticism. I mean, your first project ain't always the best one, but...
Yeah, definitely.
Give you some ideas.
Mhm.
So that's what it is, man.
So you got any mixtapes out?
Nah, I don't have any mixtapes out now. I'm currently working on one. I don't have a official name for it yet, but it'll be out pretty soon. Hopefully this summer I can get one popping.
Okay, so you're trying to have a good project coming out in the summer, and you say you started rap 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so what big artists that you really listen to the most?
Lauryn Hill, definitely her. That's my favorite artist.
Okay.
I listen to Meek.
You like Meek? Okay.
Yeah, I love Meek. definitely J. Cole, Kendrick. Mostly the hip-hop heads. Rap is not the same, so it's not really a lot of people that influence me in rap. Basically, hip-hop mostly.
Yeah, man, I definitely can say from the 90s, early 2000s to now that hip-hop has definitely changed. Like, for today, you listen to, like, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole is, like, your number ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's good. I mean, I see that you more of the hip-hop. You don't do no type of club bangers or anything, or you just straight rap with straight bars and go all out?
For the mixtape, I'm definitely doing club bangers, but right now I've just been pretty much rapping, giving them lyrics, punchlines, like pretty much just going off like that.
Okay. All right, so what would your club bangers be about? Shake that ass for a real nigga or something?
Nah, y'all just gotta stay tuned. I'm not really that girl like that, so you know, y'all just gotta wait for it.
Oh, okay. Well, we definitely gotta stay tuned in that, you know what I mean? So what really inspired you to rap? You just wanted to do it, just going on and do it, huh?
Yeah, I just went and did it. I mean, I always loved music. I always wrote, and I felt like I had a story to tell, so why not?
Okay. That's not a problem. That's what's up. So we got a couple tracks from Radio Ron. One of them is called 0 to 100 Freestyle. We about to play that joint right now. You stay on the line, okay?
All right.
Let's get it. Squat.
Fuck all that run, you got chill shit. Y'all go 0 to 100, I am a 100, bitch. Should I stay on a 100? Just in case you rack suckers feel as though you want sneak this. And I'm going off, dead battery in this bitch. Only reason that I will is cause you told me that I wouldn't. Only reason that I am is cause you told me that I couldn't. Dreams are making history, or my name in every book and host one day, shit that part, see my story, tell it for me. If you ain't witness, don't you dare try to mention. Where the fuck is you when I scrape that food up in my kitchen? And my pops went missing. Said he would've stayed, but my mom started tripping. I know that's what they all say, but fuck that. Who I gotta be to get my luck back? Wasn't loving dudes, but had them buy one like a touchback. They was on some rhyme. Can I get your heart shit? And all I could give them was a smile and some wet lips. So fuck that rhyme, you got chill shit. Y'all go 0 to 100, I am a 100, bitch. Should I stay on a 100? Just in case you rank suckers feel as though you want sneak this. Since a crumb snatcher, I dream of getting that big cake. Body anybody trying to snatch my plate. Should I be killing niggas vibes? What the fuck the yellow tape? Cause it was times I had noodles, but I was dreaming of steak. So every rap out of line, I'ma put them in their place. And any chicken disrespect me, I'ma send them what she stacked. Told y'all I was hungry, see my ribs when I lay. See that anger in my face, ain't pinned image of face. Should no gun up on my waist. You got chill shit. Y'all go 0 to 100, I am a 100, bitch. Should I stay on a 100? Just in case you rack suckers feel as though you want sneak this. And I'm going off, dead battery in this bitch. Only reason that I will is cause you told me that I wouldn't. Only reason that I am is cause you told me that I couldn't. Dreams are making history, or my name in every book and host one day, shit that part, see my story, tell it for me. If you ain't witness, don't you dare try to mention. Where the fuck is you when I scrape that food up in my kitchen? And my pops went missing. Said he would've stayed, but my mom started tripping. I know that's what they all say, but fuck that. Who I gotta be to get my luck back? Wasn't loving dudes, but had them buy one like a touchback. They was on some rhyme. Can I get your heart shit? And all I could give them was a smile and some wet lips. So fuck that rhyme, you got chill shit. Y'all go 0 to 100, I am a 100, bitch. Should I stay on a 100? Just in case you rack suckers feel as though you want sneak this. Since a crumb snatcher, I dream of getting that big cake. Body anybody trying to snatch my plate. Should I be killing niggas vibes? What the fuck the yellow tape? Cause it was times I had noodles, but I was dreaming of steak. So every rap out of line, I'ma put them in their place. And any chicken disrespect me, I'ma send them what she stacked. Told y'all I was hungry, see my ribs when I lay. See that anger in my face, ain't pinned image of face. Should no gun up on my waist.
That was Radio Ron with 0 to 100 freestyle. I mean, I could definitely hear the hunger in your voice in that. I'm saying, like, when I asked you the question before and you said you were just grinding, that song right there just let me know how you was grinding. I mean, how you came so, like, hard on the beat, you know. I mean, told everybody how hungry you was. I like the way you put that in there. I mean, you can see the ribs when I sleep. I like that joint right there, but it's been a lot of 0 to 100 freestyles. I mean, who would you say did it the best besides yourself?
I would say Remy, she did her thing on it. I mean, yeah, definitely a lot of people hit it, but yeah, she did her thing on it.
Yeah, Remy came out and she just tore the shit up, man. So she definitely ain't lose a step from in there, man. I can definitely hear that in her songs as well.
So, what type of audience are you trying to grab with your music? You know what I mean? You trying to grab the older people, younger kids?
I really don't have a specific audience. I think it's like pretty much whoever's interested in listening to whatever I got to say, then I'm all for them. I don't have a specific audience. If you green and you feel like you feeling what I'm saying, then I'm all for you.
Okay. And what type of message are you trying to give your audience?
Just be you, be yourself. I mean, in this game, is a lot of females that feel like they have to be like a certain way in order to make music, or they have to be a certain way in order to do anything really in these days. But my message is simply just be yourself no matter what. Don't let nobody change you. Just be you.
Definitely. I definitely like that message, man. Always be yourself, stay humble, and keep grinding like you were saying before. I mean, but if there was anybody, I mean, that you could pick one artist to be on your mixtape, I mean, out of the whole, like, music industry, underground or whatever, who would it be?
Definitely Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill? Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't hear her in a little minute, but I definitely like her her album. It definitely, like, showed me a little message about love. Because growing up, I mean, I seen love. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom and my pops, they're still together, almost, like, 25 years strong. And her message was very clear. She was trying to reach the young folks with the love and shit like that. So I definitely like that. So to hear her on your track, I would definitely like, I mean, listen to that, Joan. I definitely probably had that thing on repeat. But in a Camden sense, if you listen to Camden artists, mm-hmm. who is your top three?
My top three right now, I would say Mira Fontaine, Real Rap, and Core.
Sheesh, I mean,
who was the last two?
Oh man, y'all haven't heard them. Like, they doing good right now. Right now they on tour. They in Texas. They went to that big show, South or Southwest. They definitely grinding. Like, y'all definitely got to check them out.
You said Real Rap and Corey?
Yeah, Core, CMD Core.
CMD Core, okay. I'm definitely looking to them. I feel like we kind of slacking.
Like,
we know that.
Right now.
Definitely, man. So I definitely gotta look into them. At least try to reach out to them one time. Let them know that, I mean, we out here, we trying to do our thing, and we see them. You know what I'm saying? I definitely shout your name out whenever we do hit them up and let them know that, you feel me, somebody that's in the rap game, I mean, is really listening to y'all, and she let us know who y'all are. Mm-hmm. Saying so. Definitely, we could definitely, because with this whole 856 entertainment thing, we just try and bring the whole Camden together, no matter if it's music, school, you know, helping out in the street, shit like that. But we try and take it one step at a time. We starting off with, like, shirts and hoodies and things like that.
And booty shorts.
There you are.
So what separates you from every other artist, especially out here? Because it seems like a lot of artists is just have the same message and actually is the same. What separates you from them?
I would say my style and the fact that I'm just real. Like, I wouldn't say a lot of people out here aren't real, but I stay true to myself. You're not going to hear me on a song rapping about Bentleys and saying I got my mom to quit her job and I got money flowing in. No, I'm going to tell you about the struggle. I'm going to tell you if I had oodles and noodles last night. I'm going to tell you if I had to sleep on my grandmom's floor before we got to where we at right now. Like, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with y'all. Like, I'm not going to lie about nothing that I don't have or nothing that I'm not doing.
All right, definitely. That's definitely the grind that I've been hearing. So what are your accomplishments so far? Like, what have you done that you can say, yo, I did this, I did that, that you can put in your rap?
Definitely just making it from writing to actually hitting the studio, because I didn't even think I would make it that far. Right now I got I just started a clothing line, it's called Majestic Mindset. We'll have that coming out pretty soon, like probably in a couple of weeks. I've been doing shows like crazy. Shout out to my boy, Reese Runner, he's from Philly. He definitely put me on a lot of shows. I did a show out in Maryland I just came back from. Definitely just I've been doing shows like crazy, doing features with other artists. It's been a lot going on so far.
Okay, that seems good, because I know a lot of artists that haven't even did a show yet. So how did it feel when you did your first show? Was you nervous, scared, you had the jitters? How did you feel, and what made you overcome that fear?
Oh, man, I was definitely nervous. I was like Eminem when he was on 8 Mile. I swear I had to throw up. All I do was pray, though. I mean, I still get nervous. There's still times where I get super nervous, but, you know, it's something that I really want, so I just got to get over it. Like, eventually, like, it's not going to happen. Eventually, like, I'm just going to get out there and be like, you know, it's home. The stage is home now, so.
So that's like your sanctuary right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually people say that to overcome stage fear, they picture everybody naked or something like that. Did you do that or nah?
Nah, I just don't look one specific person in their eyes. Like, I'll probably just look over everybody's head or something. I just won't look at, like, anybody in their eyes, because that would definitely make me super nervous.
Don't let me be on stage, and I'm trying to find that baddest bitch. Like, where's she at? Rapping like a motherfucker. Hold on.
Yeah.
But now we're about to get on to your next track. It's called King Me. I mean, you stay on the line. We ready to bump this joint real fast. It's A56 Entertainment, man. You know what I mean? And we are here with the interview with Radio Ron, and it's her new work. It's called King Me. Let's get it.
What the fuck is going on?
They ain't never seen a chick do it like Ron. Have them all feeling and I kill them same time. When I'm in the booth, I be all on they mind like,
what the fuck is going on?
Focus, little chicken, what you chucking, little chicken? I can see it in your eyes, you was hoping, little chicken, that I wouldn't burn you down. You smoking, little chicken, but fuck the queen spot, the king spot's my mission. When it comes to you chickens, I'm my own competition. Fuck you little bitches if you thinking that I'm cocky. I was born original, I ain't trying to die a copy. In a couple years, cause we chilling with a top being really though, who the fuck gon' stop me?
The fuck
no competition from you chickens, y'all ain't rapping too easy. Shit, this rapping too easy. Next stop, the king spot. The queen spot too easy. So motherfuckers just king me. Motherfuckers just king me. No competition from you chickens, y'all ain't rapping too easy. Shit, this rapping too easy. Next stop, the king spot. The queen spot too easy. So motherfuckers just king me. Motherfucker just king me. Haters talk about me when they see me, they don't show that. Ask them all what's up and they be lower than the dough, man. Fucking little suckers, man, I swear they all cowards. Spitting so foolish, man, I call it evil showers. Anybody wanna battle me? Tell them I devour. Leaving suckers half dead, looking like pink flowers. I'm telling y'all, man, it's nothing, piece of cake to the kid. Cause I'm notorious when I rap and I ain't talking about big. I had enough of these bitches, so I'm splitting their wigs. And nah, Ryan ain't gay, they said no let's blow flow. Just a little something that you whack bitches know. Anybody wanna try me? Tell them let's go. No competition from you chickens, y'all ain't rapping too easy. Shit, this rapping too easy. Next stop, the king spot. The queen spot too easy. So motherfuckers just king me. Motherfuckers just king me. No competition from you chickens, y'all ain't rapping too easy. Shit, this rapping too easy. Next stop, the king spot. The queen spot too easy. So motherfuckers just king me. Motherfuckers just king me.
That's Radio Ron with King Me. Oh. I see you took a lot of shots at the female rapper. So you feel as though it's too easy?
Yeah, it's definitely easy right now.
That's so you don't see nobody in competition with you. You don't see nobody.
Yeah, it's definitely females that's out here that's giving it like a hard bargain. But right now, I think only female in the area that's competition would probably be Rel Rock, because she definitely go hard.
Definitely.
She from Philly?
No, she from Camden.
She the one with the big butt?
I don't know about all that.
Was she on the cypher or nah?
Yeah, she was on the cypher.
I think I know who you're talking about. I think she was the one with the big ass. I don't know, though. I might be mistaken.
But we got a caller in here. We'll probably ask you some questions and stuff like that. So we're going to get them on the line right now.
All right.
Yo, what up? What up? Hello? Well, I guess the caller hung up. I don't know if they was with it or not. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, definitely with that track. With that track, King Me, like, I mean, how did that come about? Like, how, why did you feel as though you just had to go beast mode?
Well, first, my boy Cat Rogers, he produced that. I mean, he threw the beat out there on the internet for anybody to pretty much get on it. And when I heard it, and I pretty much decided to leave the title the same. So I was like, once I heard the title of the song, I was like, yo, it'd be so dope if I just take that song and then just flip it, like, give me the crown, because pretty much these chicks, they don't know what to do with it, so I don't even want to be in their lane. Like, put me with the boys, like, they can definitely show me what to do with it. So that's definitely what I ran with.
Okay, so, I mean, on an average day, how long does it take you to write a track?
I don't know, because, like, I could be on a bus and, like, I'll write a verse or whatever. And, like, later on down the line, probably could be, like, a week later, a month later or whatever, like, I'll hear a dope beat and I'll just go back to that verse that I wrote and I'll just add to it and then I got a full song. So I don't know, like, how long it actually take me. Like, I haven't ever just sat down and wrote a song straight through. I always got verses that I can just go back to and be like, yo, this sound tough with this beat, or, like, I can just put it with this hook or whatever.
Okay, that's definitely new. That was my first time ever hearing that. So, I mean,
How did you hear about us?
I listened to an interview you guys did with Harmony, and after that, I hit you guys up and see what's up with the interview. I seen y'all on Facebook and everything, too.
Okay. Did you know Harmony personally or no?
No, I didn't know her. I just was listening in to see how the radio station went about.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. And that was the first time you ever heard about us, or did you hear about us prior?
No, I heard about y'all beforehand, but that was actually my first time listening.
Oh, okay. All right. But we got a call in here. We about to figure out who's up with this call right now.
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, this Rhonda's brother. I'm your number one fan, son.
What's up, my man?
What's up? Yo, I got the whole restaurant banging your joint.
Yo, you in a restaurant listening to the interview?
Yeah, but the whole table listening.
Oh, man, that's love. What's up with y'all?
Hibachi, getting it in, eating.
That's what's up. All
right, man, I'm going to hear, I want to request a song, though.
What's the song?
Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the song?
Hello?
Yeah, what song you want to hear?
My phone acting up. I can barely hear y'all.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, but the song that we do have listed that, I mean, that we ain't play yet, that's up here, we got Blanco, we got Closer to My Dreams.
Yeah, I want to hear Closer to My Dreams.
Okay, so we're going to let that thing bang out right now.
All
right,
thanks.
This is Radio Ron, Closer to My Dreams, you know, 856 Entertainment, Shit Out of Candy, let's get it.
See, coming up in the hood, some of us have dreams, and some of those dreams seem unobtainable, like they're too far to reach. But see, me, I'm getting closer to my dreams. Yeah. going through hell, so my heart cold frigid. Wasn't born money, so I gotta die with it. Money coming in shorter than the baby midget. So it's making rent money up or get evicted. Pops left home to see my little sister. Why'd you have to go so soon? I really missed you. In my older days, were the times I really needed you. Searching for another man, love like a Blues Clue. My brother was so learning, so he couldn't really teach me much. Those were the days I really needed my father's touch. Nights I had bad dreams, I would wake up calling you. Things went wrong, and I never really spotted you. Whatever, though, I had bigger problems to face. Like my ribs still touching, and there's nothing on my plate. Cause days are getting cold, and these nights are getting stormy. So moms, I ain't coming home, don't wait up for me. No income coming in and being broke seems to bore me. Got a dollar in a dream, are you down to ride for me? When I signed a deal, would you continue to ignore me? Them lanes went sweet when I was down. We supposed to be friends now? I guess that's how it goes. Friends turn to foes. Family start to smoke, your enemies getting closer. God just give me out these situations that I'm facing. I know what in my heart is and your plan that I'm making. Made a promise to myself, but I'm never gonna break it. Going hard for the fam, never doing this for the fame. I ain't playing before I sleep, cause these dreams ain't a game. Never label me as the same of these other plain chickens. Man, is you kidding? Selling ain't a part of my vision. Nah, never can that be. I'm trying to grand hustle for my family like a T.I. For my grandson, grandson, my kids gonna be fed, and right now I ain't got none. Till we almost at the top, son.
Yeah, man, that was Closer to My Dreams by Radio Ron. We got Radio Ron on the phone right now for the interview today. And we're just going to jump right into the next caller. What's up, what's up, what's up? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, here we speaking with Radio Ron right now.
Radio Ron, this is your cousin Dina.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? I just called to let you know I love you. I support you. I hear your music. I see your mom's proud of you. Came right up out of Camden, and it's all real and it's all live. And I want to hear you. I want to see you go places in life. It's all due you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love you.
You know I love you more.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Way to represent.
That's love, man. All family love. You can't go wrong with family, man. They crazy. They crazy, but you got to love them, man. They're your biggest support fans.
Definitely. I appreciate that, too.
Yeah. So what dream are you closer to right now? So what are your dreams in rapping? Like, where do you want to go to? Like, do you want to go to a specific label? Do you want to be independent? Do you want to be on top of the world? Like,
right now, like, I've always been a humble person. I always appreciated whatever I had. Every day I just pray that God take me closer to, take me as far as he want me to go. So I don't have a specific goal as to where I want to be. Like, definitely is definitely farther than where I am. Because, like I said, I never even pictured me ever even hitting a studio. I didn't even think I would get farther than just writing in my notebook. So right now I'm definitely, it's probably not far for some people, but I made it far. So it's like wherever God gonna take me, that I'm just appreciative.
I mean, doing shows and everything, I definitely can see you doing, you know, being far right now. So just gotta keep going and like never give up, definitely, you know. And any opportunity that you feel as though is right for you to make the good move, then you should do it. How about, like, do you want to be independent or do you want to sign with somebody? Like, what's your views on that?
I would probably say stay independent because I don't really trust a lot of people. But Yeah, I would definitely stay independent for a while until I could build that relationship with somebody that I trust, or they show me like a good route to go down. Then yeah, I'm just gonna stay true to myself for now.
I mean, hey, Gotti did it. Look where he at right now, you know. So I definitely can see the independency too as well. But let's just say if Universal, like, I'll give you a multi-million-dollar contract right now, just gotta get in the studio and work, you wouldn't take it?
I mean, I would take it, but I mean, the money is not everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? The money ain't everything. You can give me a $1 million, but if I ain't going nowhere, you feel me? Like, if y'all not trying to take me further, then what am I going to, like, how's it going to benefit me?
Definitely.
The money ain't everything.
If your music ain't reaching nobody, I mean, the $1 million is good, but you basically give it to me for nothing. Like, a lot of people like their music to be heard. I mean, people to feel their music. Like, money really isn't everything. What you saying, mm-hmm. that I really think that you can't go far because you're more into music. So you're going to let your music be heard. And I ain't going to say you don't give a damn they give you a dollar, but shit, as long as your music is heard, you know what I'm saying? You good with that. As long as you're reaching somebody, you touching somebody, and giving your fans the feeling that you had when you heard Lauryn Hill, you know, all the old school thing that you had. I mean, they probably don't understand you, but if they can get that feeling, it's the word, where it's though, it's like, damn, like, I feel good when I listen to this person. That's all good with you. And that's what it is. So, I mean, just keep doing your thing. I definitely feel the independency in you. I mean, if you're going to rock like that, then rock like that. But you got to know you got blood, sweat, and tears, and that's all it is to it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So tell us more about the clothing line you got going on. What's your goals on that right there?
Right now, well, it's called Majestic Mindset. It pretty much means, greatness and royalty. So I started out with a friend that I know. Her name is Yoki. Right now we have t-shirts, but by the summer we should have everything, tank tops, bucket hats, matching socks, like anything, you name it, we're going to get it. And pretty much we want stores to have it, local stores, and from there we just want to grow. Like, it's not just like your everyday t-shirt you see. Like, we want it to basically represent, we want you guys to wear the clothes and whatever you think you are, that's what you are. If you're great, if you think you're great, then that's what you are.
Definitely, definitely. Let me ask you a quick question. Are you currently, like, in school or college? I mean,
no, I'm not in school right now.
Okay, so, I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with that either. As long as you got that dream, you can always fulfill it. There's always somebody out here that's willing to help. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, that's good. That's what it is. I mean, for us right now, we definitely got the 856 Entertainment clothing line trying to come out. Like I said, I got the shirt on, and my boy Promo got the hoodie on right
booty
now.
Shorts.
he's trying to get the whole booty thing off the ground. I'm just trying to get these shirts and hoodies out to everybody, man. So definitely, I definitely feel where you're coming from with the whole clothing line, trying to get it out there like that. So like I said, everybody just want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, tell the people listening, I mean, a little bit more about yourself. Like, just tell them, I mean, whatever you think they need to know a little bit more. You ain't got to get personal. You can get personal if you want. I mean, just let them know what's going on with you.
I don't know. I'm pretty much a humble person. If whoever listening, if y'all see me on the street and y'all don't really know me, like, I'm not a mean person. Y'all can say what's up to me, whatever, like. I do a verse with y'all. It's whatever. Like, I'm definitely down to earth. I'm cool. Like, that's whatever with me.
Okay, so I see you as a laid-back type of person. So you really don't want to work with nobody else in Camden? Like, as far as producer-wise, or you just going to stick with that one producer?
Oh, no, I'm trying to grow. I'm not trying to stay in, like, one specific area. If I see that you're good, like, I mean, if I see that you're grinding, definitely, I'm willing to give anybody a chance, like, work with anybody for real.
Okay, so what's your goal for 2016? I mean, right now I'm starting to think about 2016, even though it's, like, a quarter away from 2015 away. You got any goals and accomplishments you want to achieve for 2016?
Definitely just grow my fan base and do things that I haven't done already. Like, definitely more shows, more people just knowing who I am, better songs. I just want to grow from here.
Yeah, most definitely, definitely. So, when do you think, like, your mixtape will, I mean, come about? Like, you think it'll be in 2016 or the end of 2015?
15. Definitely by the summer. We're going to have something popping by the summer.
Okay, definitely, definitely. So, I mean, all the music that you make and that you want people to hear before your mixtape drop, you know, you can always send it here. You know, we'll world premiere, play it twice, you know, keep playing it on our radio station as well. You know, we have a radio station too. So you not only hear it on Sundays, but you can hear it on Tuesdays and Thursdays as well. So, you know, whatever you want your fans to hear before the mixtape drop, just send it in. We'll definitely put it out there.
All right, cool. I definitely rock with you.
You got any features that you're going to have with somebody with the mixtape, or are you just trying to go all out with yourself?
Yeah, I definitely want to do features, but I pretty much want to keep it, not within the city, but in the tri-state area right now. There's this girl named Dutch that I definitely want to get on my mixtape. She's from Maryland, though. She little hard. Definitely a lot of artists from Camden. Mary Fontaine, I definitely want to have him on a song. He's, like, he's crazy. Kev Rogers, I definitely got to hear Real Rock. You know, that's the girl that I'll say with that.
Big butt.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm definitely trying to work with a lot of people.
Okay. So, have you talked to Mary Fontaine yet, or you get any type of response?
Say that again?
Have you talked to Mary Fontaine yet about being featured in your mixtape?
No, I haven't talked to him. I mean, I hit him up before about featuring on a song, but with him being busy and me being busy, I think it's just that I have to, like, pretty much get everything in place, and then I know it's a go from there. He's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of artists that's cool, but I know a lot of artists out here thinking that they're too good to, you know what I mean? Don't ever, if that is the case, don't let that get you down. Just like, fuck it, man, just keep going, because I know a lot of artists out in this motherfucking, in Camden, New Jersey, that stays in Camden, New Jersey, that haven't went anywhere but stay in Camden, New Jersey, that's too good to rap with other artists and shit. Camden can't stick together for nothing.
Oh, yeah, man, if I hit you up for a feature, I'm a humble person. If I hit you up for a feature and you still live in the hood and you tell me you're not going to do no feature with me, I'm going to make a diss record for you. That's as simple as that. Not playing with nobody, because y'all, I don't think y'all better than anybody. Y'all still live in the city. Your mom still shop at the corner store. Like, cut it out.
Definitely. Yo, like, I mean, some people just think they just gonna make it on their own. Like, you got Chicago right now, like, going crazy. Like, we got more people out here supporting them than us.
Right.
And one of the artists just said they was gonna come and blow the New Jersey up. Like, you're supporting this man. Like, you got even California. Like, you got the people, like, who damn near fucking started Crips and Bloods out there making music. Like, you got people putting their pride to the side to make it out, to make it into a better place. That's really just crazy dangerous out here. Not saying that, like, because Camden is basically number one, but we can't even come together, and people live right next door to each other. Like, what's going on?
I don't get it.
I definitely don't. But, I mean, I see a little bit of people trying to change that. Hopefully everybody can just come to their senses and just make records, man, and get it out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, did anyone hit you up for any, like, features or anything like that?
Yeah, it was a guy that hit me up for a feature. I pretty much didn't really get back to him yet. I've been so busy with shows, but my boy Mosiah, he from Camden. We definitely got a song coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, you really be surprised, man. We contacted, like, a lot of artists about this thing, and they honestly think they're too good. And I shout out names. Like, you ever heard of Big Lil?
You said who?
Big Lou.
Big Lou?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was too good for the radio station.
Oh, man, I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, tell me. I mean, we hit people up, and if they're not interested, all you got to do is say so. I mean, I understand that we not Power 99 and all that, but shit, we took our time to do this, and some artists don't even, you know, come in and at least try to send a song or two. We'll give a big shout out. Like, everybody need a promotion scheme and everything, man, as much as they can, because nobody really here in Camden, and we trying to reach out, but we don't got enough artists. How can we do that?
Right.
Yeah, man, but we definitely would like to thank you, I mean, for, I mean, tuning in, hearing about our show, hitting us up, and I mean, sending us music and getting an interview. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't do that. Like, we, most of our people, we basically knew. I mean, not saying basically we knew them already since, like, birth or nothing like that, but it was basically they know us. They see us in the city way before the radio station. So it was just like, oh, they're just going to show us love. You was the first person that, like, actually, like, listened. You are a Camden artist. You hit us up. I mean, and you did everything that I would say you were supposed to do as an artist. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I just got to, like, thank you for that, because you're actually the first one who just, I mean, just point blank did what an artist should do. So I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you. And thank you all for having me, too. I appreciate it.
Definitely, but we're going to play your last song, and sorry if I pronounced this wrong. Is this Spanish?
Griselda Blanco.
That's like the, she was like the like, like coke and shit like that, the big drug lord.
Yeah?
Yeah,
we're about to play that track in right now. You already know it's 856, man. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, 856_ENT. Let's get it.
Squad.
If you owed her money and you couldn't pay her, you didn't want to pay her, she would kill you. If she owed you money for drugs and she didn't feel like paying you, she'd have you killed.
Anyone that got in her way, anyone that insulted her,
she just didn't care.
Listen, I'm the rat, Griselda Blanco. Rap, Griselda Blanco. Anybody gets a rhyme, then I'm snatching out their tonsils. Rap, Griselda Blanco. Rap, Griselda Blanco. When these suckers want beef, then I'm cracking all their tacos. Rap, Griselda Blanco. Said you looking for some work, well I can get it to you pronto. I say rhyme, where you been at? I heard you got your pin back. I say you heard clear, now all these rapping niggas scared, cause I got the potential to probably enable career. Said this flow is so inevitable, rhyme too incredible. Rappers trying to eat me, but rhyme too inedible. If you ain't talking money, I ain't trying to chit chat. I'm giving street 16s like 4-pack and Kit Kat. Said you looking for hot, well you know rhyme been that. Rapping ain't limbo, so I ain't trying to bend back. Nah, I ain't trying to fall off. I got a lot to say, so chump niggas get your car card. Bacon got me crazy, I ain't talking about the wild hog, but damn it, I'm a
good one.
Big shout out, it's called Griselda Griselda Blanco by Radio Ron and shit. So what made you want to make that track? Were you fascinated with her story, or I mean, did you research with her or anything?
Oh yeah, I heard her story a long time ago. I thought she was just dope. Like, she started out at like 8 years old kidnapping people. I thought she was hard, so I had to do the song.
Where was she from?
Columbia.
Oh yeah.
Those women out there hard as hell, harder than these Americans.
Before age, she came out the pussy acting crazy.
Plan side that shit came out, started cockering.
That going crazy. Sheesh.
Damn, man.
God dang.
Yeah, man, it was definitely good for having you today. We thank you for calling in, and thank all the fans that called in today, especially your family and friends that called in and give you love and support for the radio station and radio show and the interview.
Thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for everybody that called in. I appreciate it. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at radio_Ron856. I appreciate it, definitely.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. And definitely hit us up with more music. We'll play it. And definitely when your project come out, you give us a call. We'll give you another interview.
Okay, no problem. Got you.
All
right, man. Thank you.
All right.
Big shout out to Radio Ron for tuning in our radio show today. Thanks for everybody that you know that listened in and everything. We got 8 minutes left and talk about a quick topic. I think we was talking about child support the other time last week, and we really didn't into the topic. And we asked if do we feel as though that women are taking advantage of child support. And my answer is yes, they really are. They're putting a lot of men through hell. Because there are some good men out there that's trying to see their child, but the woman is not letting them because the woman and the guy is not getting along. So for women out there that's not letting their child see their dad because you're beefing with them, you corny as hell. I'm sorry.
I can't speak for everybody, but from what I'm seeing, from the outside looking in, I don't have no kids, I don't have no baby mama drama like that. But I definitely see a lot of people trying to take advantage, like Promo said, like the beefing. You'll have people like, nah, I can't do that because I know my baby mom would be like this and be like that. That's what makes me like, I don't want to go through that. You feel me? Like if I ever do have kids, which I don't think I will. I don't want any, but I would want her to be like my girl. I mean, we raised the kids together in the same house and shit like that. I don't want to live it like out here because. Basically, is getting took advantage of, like, I guess, I don't know, but you can't really just blame it on a girl's been acting crazy like that, because granted, yeah, they are being on child support, but you got the fathers out here that's like, they don't really take care of their kids. They'll leave it with their friends, their mom or something like that, go to the club, get drunk, stuff like that. Shit like dumb shit that you deserve to get on child support.
Oh, yeah, you got niggas that ain't shit that's doing that. And it's messing up for the good dads out there that actually want to see their child and everything. But you got a lot of women out here in Camden, especially using their child support for nails, getting they weave done and their nails done and everything, getting new sneakers, and their child look like Kmart. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, damn, it's nothing wrong with Kmart. If you shop there, I'm not knocking you. But at the same time, if you're getting money and you getting it and all this and that, you got a job and you're getting child support, your child should be having some, you know, decent pair of sneakers. Not the joints you light up when you walk. I'm sorry. I just can't do those.
Yeah, for real. I mean, and with me, I just want to, give a little bit of advice for that. I mean, for the fathers, if you ain't with the baby mom or the baby mom acting crazy, don't let that be the reason why you can't take care of your kid. I mean, I know she probably won't let you see him or something like that, but at least buy Pampers, you know, formula stuff. Just leave it at the door or something, or, I mean, get in contact with her mom or something like that. Like, don't just be like, oh, I'll just pay the child support money and say fuck it. Like I mean, both ways, you fucking up the child's life. I mean, they probably not old enough to know it, but as they get older, they're gonna see. I mean, the history is gonna repeat itself, and it's gonna be the same process. Let's all just get it together. Men and women, get your act right. But with the child support shit, like what Promo said, you're getting your hair weaved done and you only getting goddamn $100 probably like every week or every 2 weeks. Come on, man. Take care of your child. And then you got some girls who be like, oh, I work 2 jobs, so that's how I could do whatever I want with the child support money. But it's child support money. So you got to support the child with that money.
First, yeah.
That's all it is. So with the 2 jobs that you do have, you are the mother, you are the parent, so you have to provide them with that. And that is the father, and that's on child support. So he might have 2 jobs too. So that money should go to the child as well. Like, why it got to be spent on you because you already taking care of them with your two jobs.
And I blame the fellas because, you know what I mean, it's called condoms, and usually a guy make a mistake, well, like, damn, you know, maybe that woman wasn't right for him, and he's stuck now. She probably ain't shit, he probably ain't shit, and they in a shit situation. So, I mean, just definitely, if like I tell everybody, I tell myself every day, if you don't like this woman, why even bother? You know what I mean? Don't even get into a situation where you might have a child by her. Use a condom, like my boy said. Bring them condoms, man. Even though they expensive as hell in Walmart. They go to Planned Parenthood, man. They give them out for free and shit. Yo, I went to the Chinese store. They sell them for like $2. I said, what? For $1? So for one? I'm sorry, it's not being. If it, I'm sorry, man. I ain't gonna act childish and everything. I'm not trying to act cheap or anything like that. But damn, $2 for one condom. Y'all make one niggas want to just not use one at all. I'm
about
sorry.
Damn.
Nah, be shy of that, man. We just want to get a little bit more with the child support, ladies. If you're getting child support money, definitely take care of your children. You know what I mean, raise them right. Don't shop at Kmart as much. At least go to the mall or go to the Kids World, whatever. I mean, I don't know if Kids World got, like, good clothing and all that. I don't know. I ain't got no kid. So I ask these women out here. But our clothing line is definitely going to take place as well. Me and Knock got the idea, Team Promo versus Team Knock, Team Knock versus Team Promo shirts and booty shorts for the women out there. Because the summertime is approaching, so we're definitely going to make tank tops, V-necks, booty shorts. I was trying to do a panty and bra clothing line as well, but I don't know because I don't know where to actually get that manufactured at. So definitely you'll see our clothing line, 856ENT, out in the world today. You'll definitely see how it's going on. So just definitely stay tuned to that. And all the artists out there, definitely start sending your music at 856entertainment@gmail.com. I feel as though a lot of artists don't send their music in, but they always want to interview. Like, I got a lot of people hitting me up for interviews, but I don't have a lot of people hitting me up for their own music to be played on the radio. And that's kind of backwards and shit. So we'll definitely let you know who we have to interview next. We usually have them like twice a month or at least once a month. This month we had once. But for April, we'll have at least two artists per month to interview and everything. Usually, it'll be a phone interview until we get it, like our studio is together and everything. We're definitely trying to get that together as well. So definitely stay tuned to that, man. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. We in there. We the best thing that happened in Camden last year, man. We took it a step at a time.
Most definitely, man. Like with 856 Entertainment. Stuff, man, we just try to get the city of Camden together. Well, not the city of Camden. Well, basically the whole city of Camden and the people that's in the city of Camden. Everybody just to come together, you know what I mean, and make peace. That's all. Just make peace. You know what I'm saying? Come together, make music. I mean, clean the streets up. I mean, put the guns down. You know what I mean? Put the condoms on. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, just do the right thing for once. Pick a book up, you know, your toothbrush, you know, pick up your deodorant and shit like that. Pick your child up, you know what I mean? Learn your child, I mean, the favorite color, what he like to eat, stuff like that. I mean, go out, I mean, go on a couple vacation trips. You know what I'm saying? Just clean the streets up, clean yourself up, man. We should be good, man. Why? It ain't got to always resort to violence, man. It's always another way. It's always two sides to a situation, man. The good situation. In a bad situation, dog. For real. And everybody's so hard now. Everybody got to choose the bad route, man.
Yeah, forget all that, man. So you already know, man. Tune in. Follow our Instagram page and Twitter page, 856_ENT. Follow our Facebook, 856 Entertainment. And we'll be on Tuesday at 7 p.m. doing the radio station. We'll play all music. And usually I talk about a topic. Once again, rest in peace to the boy Quill, right? Quill, rest in peace to him.
And it's another boy. I think he passed away earlier today or something like that. His name is Dave.
Yeah. Puerto Rican boy. Yeah. Condolences to all the family out there. And I got one more thing to say that I've actually discovered. Puerto Rican women are cheaper to deal with than black women, like money-wise, financially-wise. Oh. So just keep that in mind, fellas, if you're looking for something that you don't want to spend all your money on. So you already know, T56 Entertainment, Promatic out.
You already know it's Knock the God Team Knock.